This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what's got to be exhausting as well? Really earning it the way our next guest did. Exhausting, but also very liberating and very, very moving. This man earned it all. Second round pick. And by the way, not an early second round pick out of Washington. He was the 60th overall pick. So anything that he's got in his bank account, anything he's got on his resume, Isaiah Thomas has earned nice numbers with Sacramento, nice numbers with the Suns, but really exploded with the Celtics and really gained a legion of fans. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Isaiah, how are you today, buddy? What's happening?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
We are good, doing man. Well. We appreciate you hopping on. I got the easiest, obvious question is, how difficult has it been for you over the last season plus, really, because it goes back into the playoffs 2 years ago when you were with Boston and struggling with that hip injury, to play this game the way you want to, or at least try to play the game you want to, but you just physically can't? How frustrating is that for you? Because you were so explosive those couple of seasons with the Celtics.
It's frustrating, but, I mean, not as frustrating as you may think it was. Last year I tried to continue to play without fixing what my problem was. I tried to go the non-surgical route, and it just wasn't what I thought it would be. So with sitting down and speaking with my close people around me, I decided to get surgery and fix the problem. So all summer I've been rehabbing. I'm feeling really great. I'm on schedule to be ready once training camp starts, and I think this season is going to be a really good season, not just for myself but for the Denver Nuggets, and I'm going to finally be healthy, and that's what I need to be who I really am.
Yeah, you know, Isaiah, one of the things that we, and BT was talking about this before you came on with us, you're just such a likable player, right? The hustle and the hard work and the ability to do these things that feel magical for a guy your size. I mean, I'm small too. I'm like your height. I'm like, man, I could be out there playing like Isaiah. I could do that.
No, you can't.
But
can't,
I know, exactly. No, I really could. But the question is, do you feel like you can get back to that magic? I mean, you used to knock down shots. There's no way he's making it up. There it goes in. Like, can you get back to that?
I mean, if the opportunity is there, I can. My opportunity has been different the last year. So people always say, oh, he's hurt. Oh, he can't get back to being who he was in Boston. But, like, give me that same opportunity and I'll do the same thing. That's just what it is. And I'm not even complaining about my opportunity. I know when that opportunity does come back, I'll run it all the way back up just like I did in Boston, just like when nobody thought I can do the things that I did in Boston. So I'm just waiting for the opportunity, and it's going to come, and don't know when, but when it does come, I'll be more than ready.
Yeah, no, and you know what? I don't doubt you.
No, right.
And, you know, it's obviously after the fact, but we'd be remiss if we didn't say condolences for what you went through with your sister, your whole family, when you were with the Celtics, and we sincerely mean that. I don't know how you mustered up the focus. I'm sure it was for her and for everybody else in your family to pay tribute to your sister. I don't know how you got off the bench. I just see you sitting on the bench pregame with a towel over your head. I'm saying, how is this young man going to find his way to play basketball? How did you play the rest of that series?
It was just basketball was the only thing that can help me out in that situation. So throughout anything in my life, positive or negative, I always revert back to the gym, especially in bad times and dark times. The gym and basketball has helped me get through those times. So during that tough time, which is still tough to this day, but basketball was only my only reliever, I guess. The only thing that I can go to a gym and really try to get my mind off what I was going through. But the thing that sucked about it the most was once I left that arena or that gym, like, it hit reality that I was still in that same situation. So my only thing I've always been able to do my whole life is just continue to keep grinding, continue to keep going, and continue to keep hooping. And that's all I did. I mean, I ended up playing very well, but at the same time, I think I was just so locked in once I got to the arena and once I got in that environment that it was just a regular day to me.
I can only imagine. Isaiah Thomas with us here on Tiki and Tierney. So, you know, the Celtics run, and I remember one of the stats, you were certainly top five in the MVP. One of the stats, you led the NBA in fourth quarter scoring. And when you went to Cleveland, Tiki and I were talking about this on the air when it went down. I said, this guy's going to just come firing. And at that point, I thought the Cavaliers needed an injection of your pace. And obviously, you were compromised with the hip. But outside of, you know, really two or three meaningful offensive pieces, I thought you were going to be perfect there. And it just didn't work out for a number of reasons. Did you enjoy it at all? Like, when you look back on your Cavaliers days, is it dark or are you okay with it? What did you experience there?
Dark is going through what I went through with my family. That's dark. So anything that has to do with basketball or anything other than that is definitely not dark. It just didn't fit for whatever reason. But at the same time, we didn't give it enough time to fit. Like, it was, I only played 13 or 14 games, coming off 7 months of sitting out to a whole new situation, a whole new team, organization, and players I've never played with. So you give anybody 14 games and we go 7-7, you can't say it worked or it didn't work. People were just expecting greatness from the jump, and that's just what comes with being on a team with arguably the best player in the world. Like, they expect us to go undefeated. They expect things like that. And it just didn't work as fast as people wanted it to. But yeah. I think if they didn't make the trade, I think that team was built better for the playoffs than the team that they had. But, I mean, you can't control those things, and you just go about your day.
Yeah. Isaiah, do you regret coming back as early as you did? Because you could have waited a little bit longer, or were they pushing you back?
I mean, if I could do it all over again, I wish I would have sat out a little longer, for sure. But, I mean, we can always play the what-if game.
Yeah. You know what? You can't cash this at the bank, but that gained you a lot of respect, more respect than you already even had. I mean, it's funny. Tiki and I talked so much. Isaiah Thomas with us, by the way, about Kawhi Leonard, who's one of the top three, four players in the world when he's healthy. We know that. Two-way monster. A lot of his teammates were kind of looking at him crooked. Is he right? Is he dogging? You know, whether I don't know the story. I wasn't there. But then you contrast it to what you did, and your admission, you went out too early, and really it cost you millions upon millions of dollars. Millions. You try not to think about that, or you almost just have to accept it?
I mean, I'm human.
Yeah.
You definitely think about it, but the timing was just wrong. I mean, I can't control it. Kawhi Leonard, what he did is the right thing to do. He learned from my story. So everybody can hate or do whatever they say about Kawhi Leonard, but at the end of the day, he's looking out for himself. Because these teams, all they're going to do is look out for themselves. So when a player does it, it's all everybody's tripping out. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, at the same time, I'm still blessed to be in the position I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm blessed to be in the NBA. And, you know, once I do get that opportunity again, they won't be able to deny it after that.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's interesting hearing your perspective from a different side of it than I think most people come at it. Now, you're hosting your fifth annual Zeke-in for Tacoma Community. You got a bunch of guys, a bunch of former teammates here, Lance Stevenson, Terry Rozier, even J.R. Smith is coming out, Derrick Rose. Tell us a little bit about
Jamal
this.
Crawford, who played in Washington,
that's
right?
That's right. Tell us a little about this.
He's from Washington.
I got a weekend basketball tournament I've been doing the last 4 years, so this is the fifth year. It's in my hometown of Tacoma, Washington. And I just try to bring out NBA guys that I know to come play and show up to the city because, I mean, we do not have the furniture no more. So this is like, other than Jamal Crawford's program, which he has throughout the summers in Seattle, this is something that is exciting for the people of the state of Washington because they don't get to see NBA players in our city.
And they should. And they should.
Exactly. And they should.
You know?
And so I just something that I do for my community. It's a basketball tournament that I host every year. And I just bring former teammates of mine and also guys that I know around the city to come out and show a good time. So we got a lot of guys. We got the hometown guys and Jamal Crawford, Zach LaVine, Jason Terry will be there. And also got guys from out of town. We got Terry Rozier, a former teammate.
Derrick Rose coming in, right?
Derrick Rose is coming in. Allen Iverson is supposed to be coming in. That would be
the
big
answer
for the city of Seattle and over to see an icon like that.
Yeah.
And then you also have DeJounte Murray, who's with the Spurs.
He's good.
From Seattle, that's out here. And then Kyle Kuzma's coming out. So it should be a star-studded event, and hopefully a lot of people come out and show support and love, because it's going to be good for the NBA players to see the city of Tacoma.
Yeah, no, that's cool. None of you guys are playing now. I know you're not playing, but none of these other guys are playing, right?
They can't. No, they will be playing. The NBA guys do play every year.
Is that right?
Playing, but yeah, they come out and play every year. So they put on a show for the fans.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. And it's funny, a lot of the Seattle guys, Nate Robinson, I knew Crawford back with his Nick days. I used to cover him all the time. Great guys, you know. The players that are from, even if they didn't play at Washington, he played at Michigan, but he's from there, as you know. They are so entrenched and so embedded. There's not many of them, but the guys who made it from that area, man, they love that area, and they really do the right thing. And this is just another example of it, I can see. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's just a brotherhood.
Yep.
I mean, I think the thing about this area is, like, the older guys who looked out for myself and other younger guys coming up, they always said, the things we do for you, we want you to do for that next kid coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just took it into consideration of, okay, they helped us out. They mentored us. Now we got to do it for the next generation. And I think that's what's so special about this group around in the Pacific Northwest.
It's terrific. We got about 30 seconds left, maybe a little more, but not much. Isaiah Thomas with us, of course, now with the Nuggets. And before Isaiah Thomas, they were top six offense in the NBA. So you guys are going to fill it up. It's going to be fun watching the Nuggets. They're going to be a playoff team. Book that. But you mentioned Kuzma's coming out for the event. You played a little bit with the Lakers, like you played a little bit with the Cavs. You played with Lonzo. You played with Kuzma. You got a chance to see Walton coach. I know Kuzma's really good, but give us the word on Lonzo. I mean, how do you fix that jump shot? Is he a good kid? Everybody's intrigued by Lonzo and LeVar.
Nobody knows.
What's the story?
I mean, Lonzo's a great kid. I mean, I don't think you're going to be able to fix his jump shot, but you can work with it and get it better at how it is right now. He's a talented young player that's going to be special in this league because he has the tools to be special. Kyle Kuzma is a very underrated guy. He's using motivation, using the doubt that everybody has for his game as motivation, as somebody who works very hard and is going to be another special young talent in this league. So my time with the Lakers was very well. Luke Walton was a very good coach and let me be able to showcase my skills, and I think it's going to be a special group over there, especially with LeBron James coming to town.
Gotcha, nice. Man. Hey, listen, Isaiah Thomas to host the 5th annual Zeekend Tacoma Community. We'll get this up online for you. It's coming up August 3rd through the 5th here, and giving back, and we are rooting for you. Looking forward to watching you get that bounce back, brother.
Good luck, Isaiah. Yeah, we'll be watching you out in Denver. And make sure you tell Michael Porter Jr. to take it easy. he's prized. You know injuries, so tell him to take it easy. Be good, Isaiah.
Right. Thanks, man. Isaiah Thomas. Boy, it's tough to have a rosier attitude than that when you probably left $40 million on the table. Or lost, because he didn't leave it. That implies that he did it by design. He's a great kid.
He's amazing.
You know, you're not the 60th overall pick in the NBA at 5'8.5", and might be generous, and pump up 25 points a game if you don't have heart. This kid's he's a winner. Good stuff. That was good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.